Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner with my super amazing, cool friend, Louise Elliott. How you doing, Louise?
I'm great. How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing great. It is so cool to see you tonight. Look, we've been on a wild journey, probably the last 5 years, it's been 5 years.
It definitely has been a wild but most enjoyable journey.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that today. In fact, the topic of the day is how to start a successful coaching business. I see people jumping on. I love for people to say where they're from. We have a real treat tonight. We're going to give practical, tactical advice. We're going to talk about Louise before, Louise after. You were in your day job, now you're in your dream job. I mean, master's degree, all kinds of crazy stuff happened, and we're going to share that story. Here's what I want everybody to do first, if they don't mind. Go ahead and type in where you're from. We got Catherine. She says hello. We have Karen. She says hello as well. Go ahead, type in where you're from. And then if you guys wouldn't mind sharing this, we're going to give a ton of value away tonight. We're going to give, again, actionable items that you can literally take into your coaching business as well. We have Kelly Walker from New Albany, Ohio. So welcome, welcome. And we have a gift. We have a gift we're going to give every single person who shares. It's called the 7 Essentials for Starting Your Coaching Business. It's a free masterclass. So after you share, type in the word shared. And Tanisha, who's managing the comments today, she is going to drop in a link right away with that free gift for you. So Louise, let's take people all the way back to the beginning. You, at least the beginning of you and I meeting,
yes.
you knew this lady named Nancy.
Yes.
And you were at, I don't even know, should we say where you were at working? I don't know. Is that secret? Maybe.
I was at a financial institution.
Let's say that. You were at a financial, I like that. You were at a financial institution. This lady named Nancy says what? And then pulls you, or you pull her.
No. It was a little bit of both. We had a really good relationship. She was actually assigned to me as my career development counselor at that financial institution. And we had become friends for about 8 years. And I was miserable and she was miserable. And we connected for lunch one day and she told me about your cohort with the Deeper Path. And I said that I'd been kind of mentoring and coaching and dabbling in that. And she said, you should do that full time. Never occurred to me. And she said, well, I've got this, you know, Carrie's got this Deeper Path cohort. I don't know much about it. I said, let's do it. She said, what do you mean? You don't even know anything about it. I said, let's do it. It was a sign that we needed to do it. And we did it.
You were ready.
I was ready.
You're ready. So you walk to the third floor of this Dublin Entrepreneurial Center and you walk inside and I see you and I see about 10 other people. Little do you know that I'm probably weeks out of my own day job. So first of all, if people feel like, well, I got to be all trained and crazy, you know, 10 years experience. I was kind of brand spanking new, but what I did is you mentioned the Deeper Path. I had gone through this process myself and I authored my opus. Am I freezing up or am I still good, Louise?
You're freezing. You're a little blurry.
Well, I'll tell you what, you hang with us.
I'm hanging.
I'm going to have you tell the quick story about that first day. What were your thoughts as you step into this new Deeper Path cohort? What were you thinking?
Well, I didn't know your story. I didn't know anything about you other than you were a pastor, former pastor. That's all I knew.
Right.
We had Rick Newsom was somebody that I knew mutually. So that
okay.
was connection there. And I didn't know your story at all, but I was interested in finding something new. I was hungry. I was searching for that switch that would help me make a difference in life. I was hungry and searching for it. So I was all in. I was like a sponge. You were sending this message and I was taking furious notes and I was all in, and I was very, very dedicated to investing in that time. It was a 10-week cohort, if I believe.
Yep.
And I immersed myself. I mean, I think you made fun of me because I called it homework assignments, and I literally would go home every night and I set aside homework time that I invested my time into the cohort and what you were teaching and the lessons. And I wanted to become certified. I part of my opus was to become a coach that was credible. And yes. I could have an audience, a specific audience that I could cater to and serve to.
Well, and to see you today is unbelievable, because I don't even recognize you. I mean, the transformation that's happened. You became, I always butcher the title, but you became like smartest woman in Columbus, business lady. Now, what was the term exactly?
For which term?
For when you served on that, you became like the chapter leader of.
I was the president of the National Association for Professional Women.
There you go. See, that's why I can't remember it.
Yeah. So part of the networking was to put myself out there and start teaching and start coaching and speaking. And that was, you talk about that networking, serving, putting yourself out there. So I joined this National Association for Professional Women in Columbus, and it was a dying chapter. And I just went there to serve, and I would go in the room and I would just give. And before I knew it, they asked me to be their president.
So
I served. I actually served for president of the chapter here in Columbus for a year.
Wow.
But then to your teaching, it took me off path.
There you go.
I was putting a lot of emphasis into that program, and I was losing where I wanted to take me and my program.
Well, I tell people often that clarity is dangerous. You know, everybody says, oh, I want clarity. And yet clarity is dangerous because you become dissatisfied with anything less once you understand what you want. And it sounds to me like that's exactly what started happening. If I asked for permission, so I'm not letting any secrets out. But when you first came in, I talk often about how we numb our pain.
Yes.
In the deeper path, we numb our pain. And when we numb our pain, I say that we numb our potential. And you had a weird way of numbing your pain. We all do. It's all weird, all of us. But the way you numbed your pain, share with people.
Well, I buy shoes.
You buy shoes.
I buy shoes.
If you love shoes and you're watching this, type in the word shoes, because you're not alone. My sister, in fact, loves you because
she does. She does. But what I learned in the beginning, I was numbing my pain and I was buying things, shoes that I shouldn't even have been buying. Now it's controlled, and it's a reward versus a numb.
There you go. So let me just give people the before and after. By the way, folks, go ahead, type in where you're from. We'd love to see where you're from. We'd love to give you a shout out. Also, if you're a coach, I'd love to hear if you're currently a coach. If you are an aspiring coach, type in the word aspiring. But here's where Louise came in. Louise came in. She was working at a financial institution. She knew she was meant for more. This opportunity came along, and you're like, I'm in. And you were numbing your pain through, in your own words, a shoe addiction. And you knew you were not in the right spot. Then you do your homework assignments.
Yes.
You start really authoring your opus, we call it. And by the way, I get that from my coach, Chet Scott, of Built to Lead. It stands for Overarching Vision, Purpose, Unifying Strategies, and Scorecard for Significance. And that's just one of our programs, The Deeper Path. You went through that, a 10-week class. And at the end, let's just talk about our fellow students for a little bit, because that was like a crazy, amazing cohort. Remember John and Chad and Rob and all these people that entered one way and came out the next.
I learned
why do you think that happened?
Yeah, I learned what it meant to be a truth teller and to edify each other and lift each other up and help each other grow. And I walked in a room full of strangers and left with a lot of new friends.
Yeah.
And that was the beauty of it. We really helped each other grow, and we all had our fears. And John was one of those people. He had all these fears, and he even quantified his fears before he talked. He'd say, "Well, this might not come out right," or he would give himself all this negative energy and then tell great things. And that was one of the things I said, "Hey, can I be a truth teller to you and say, stop with the negative energy. Just tell us all the positive."
Yes.
And that's a hard thing to learn.
And John was the guy who came into our group. He had just gotten, I think the word is whatever, eliminated. His job had been ended.
Yes.
And here he came in. His shoulders were slumped.
Yes.
He was downcast, no confidence. And by the end of our 10 weeks, I believe he had 3 new job offers, and the guy was on cloud 9.
Yeah.
And then he relocated to Chicago and you know, with his dream job. So let's talk about you today. You just handed off your finished manuscript, your book. Tell us the title.
It's called The Brain Power Pyramid.
And you can get the subtitle if it's near you, because I know it's a mouthful. It's fantastic.
It is a mouthful. It's 7 proven steps to how to sleep like a baby, run like a cheetah, fuel like a Formula One car, create like Edison, think like Da Vinci, learn like Einstein, and network like a rock star.
I love it. I love it. And by the way, subtitles can never be too long, because nobody ever remembers subtitles anyways. It's all about the buying decision when you hear a subtitle. Let's talk about you. You're a triple threat. You're an author. You're a coach. You're a speaker. You now are in your dream job. I've seen you emerge from this person who wasn't clear to now taking the gigs you want, telling people no for the gigs you don't want. You're certified, on the deeper path.
Yep.
You're certified on your secret name, and you're certified on day job to dream job. What, like, talk to us. How did you go from that to where you are now? What, give us a little bit of the stuff.
So I really needed to find myself. I needed that courage to really get out there. I knew I needed something different. And with the deeper path, you allowed me to take that subject that I gravitated towards. I soaked it up. And my very first cohort, right after I got certified with Deeper Path, I just dove in. I used all of your material. I pretended to be Carrie in my first cohort, right?
But with hair. No, I'm kidding.
And I used your stories. I didn't use mine, right? And as I got more confident and started to feel comfortable with what I was doing, that's when the true me started to come out.
Mm.
And I was able to use my own stories and my own material and interweave your information into my information. And that was really when I had that aha moment when I did that. And that led me to continue with the next certification with the day job to dream job. And if you remember, I was going through some severe health issues at that time. I still had my job with the financial institution. And it was extremely toxic. And yep. that started to weigh heavily on my health. And so listening to those inner voices, that I had to really look at that and say, okay, this is not for me. I've got to make the jump. So I made that jump and said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And if you remember, it's in your book on page 51, I think, in the day job to dream job.
Look at that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you tell my story. And my story is that I...
That. Whoa, hold on, girl. Hold on.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. But you're right there.
Yep, there I am. And I just made a decision. It was time, and I gave my resignation, and they said, "Oh no, wait. You can't leave.
Right.
You're a star performer. You're a woman in leadership, and we can't afford to lose you." And I fell for it. I fell for the hook.
Uh-oh. And I
stayed there for 6 more months of agony. because I thought, well, the fear, right? I was afraid, and they really like me. Maybe things will change. Maybe it'll get better. I'm here to tell you, it does not get better. And
it was chronic pain.
It was chronic pain. And I did start to insert some masterminds, some lunch and learns at that financial institution. I had some women roundtables. So I started coaching to make the pain less painful.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And after 6 months, I realized that I was just band-aiding my pain and that I needed to leave. So I finally did leave.
Fantastic.
And from that point on, I've been very, very focused and diligent about what my path is.
I love it. And thanks for being authentic. So for all you viewers who are watching, first of all, if Louise is touching you with her story of transparency that, hey, you know, they did make an offer. They did give me more money or freedom and I did stay on, you know, but good for you that you had the awareness to say, at the end of 6 months, like, what am I doing? And I get it. I tell people often that we're getting paid to be average. In other words, we're taking a paycheck to stay stuck. And that's what you were doing. But you broke free. I love what you're saying. You said in the beginning, I used Carrie's content, his slides, his stories. But what we do with all of our coaches, speakers, and trainers, we let you co-brand all of our programs. And by the way, I won't say who, but some of my close extended family say, like, why would you do that? Why would you write, you know, day job to dream job, your secret name, deeper path, then give your coaches, speakers, and trainers who are all independent, they're all their own people, they have all their own branding. Why would you let them co-brand your content? And the reason why, Louise, is because you call it differently, but you have that same heart to ignite souls. And let's talk about Ravi, one of your clients, or anybody else. Let's talk about some of this life change, because many times we think, oh, I'm staying at that financial institution for me, but really, by you staying stuck, you are preventing the Ravis of the world from their breakthrough. So right now, if you're watching this live or recorded, you saying yes to you and your future and your potential is actually going to unleash and unlock this amazing ripple effect in other people. While you share this, Louise, about Ravi, I'm going to ask Tanisha to put in links, because this is one of those times, very few times a year, where not now, but like next week, we're going to open up our teams again. We want more coaches, speakers, and trainers that are the right ones, like Louise. And talk to us about Ravi.
Ravi came to one of my earlier cohorts, and he actually brought his wife with him. And that was actually my first exposure to a husband and wife partner in my cohort. So that was new to me, and I was a little nervous,
yeah,
knowing how they would respond. And he really immersed himself in everything I talked to him about. One of the things that was, he came from India, and he struggled with the culture here. He struggled with navigating through corporate America. He had dreams and aspirations that he didn't know how to get started. And so one of the things I said was, if you're going to invest in this program, you have to be diligent. You have to be committed to doing the homework. And he did. And about, I think, 3 or 4 weeks into the program, I finally said, let's share. I don't remember what it was that we shared, but he shared it. And his wife, I could see the body language. She had no idea.
Mm.
And I stopped him and I said, hey, wait a minute. Did you share this with your wife? And he said, no, this is the first time that we're talking about it. And I said, now, are you sharing to her? Are you sharing your homework and the work you're doing with him? And she said, no.
Wow.
And I said, why?
Yeah.
Why? And then we talked about frequency. We talked about putting it out there and the frequency and the RAS filter and how if you put that positive energy out there, people want to help you.
Yep.
And that was the turning point for him, where he realized that what I was teaching him was going to get him to that next step. One of the things that Ravi did, he struggled with public speaking. He struggled with Native English, and I suggested he go to Toastmasters, and he did. And much like me becoming the president of my chapter, he became the president of Toastmasters in Worthington.
Wow!
And it has catapulted him to way beyond where I ever could take him.
Love
it. He's my client. We're talking about doing some partnerships with reaching out to the his native cultural community and how I can help them. So it's a long-term investment, certainly, in him.
I love it. Well, Tanisha just shared the links for Dream Job Coaches, Deeper Path Coaches, and Your Secret Name Coaches. Each one focuses on a different flavor of focus. I mean, basically, your secret name focuses on identity and resetting your self-image set point and understanding who you are and your unique strengths. Deeper Path is all about your purpose. We call it your opus, and it's about understanding why you were put on this earth. And then Dream Job Coaches are people who help others determine where they want to go in life, their direction. And so you've been certified on all three. We're going to be rolling out a big announcement here in the next week, but you are one of our master level coaches now. So what that means is you got certified on all three. You've had over 50 paid hours of coaching. In fact, I know you've had a ton more than that, but you match our values. You keep your own identity. So you are, tell us, careerpowershift.com.
That's right, careerpowershift.com. That's my website.
Yeah, so you know, you got your own website, you got your own brand, but we certify you on our three core curriculum. You keep 100% of your profits. We give you all the tools. We allow you to co-brand the content, and you're changing lives like Ravi. In fact, it was so cool for me at the conference last year. I had never met Ravi. And I think I was going around to tables and you introduced, he was so proud of you. He's like, this is my coach, Louise. Yeah. And I mean, he was talking you up and complimenting you. I could see the value that you created in him for his family. Absolutely. And when it came time to do open mic, I don't know, I probably surprised him and you, but I said, hey, let's give these people a mic. And it was so cool. So I'm not a grandfather by any means, not yet, even though I could be. But I kind of felt like that, Louise, because, you know, you were my client,
right,
and I coached you, and then you became a certified coach, and now you're coaching others. And it sounds like Ravi is going to bring partnerships to you. I know some people right now are sitting at their house. Maybe they caught this. Maybe they're going to catch it as a replay. Maybe they're in their car. Maybe they got it on mobile. But they're sitting there. Maybe they have an addiction. And it might be culturally acceptable, like Netflix binging or, you know, exercise or performance or food. But they're sitting there. They're numbing their pain, Louise. But you and I both know we've been there before. I used to do it through self-injury.
Right.
And they're numbing their potential. And they're sitting here saying, but that's Louise. But that's Carrie. But that could never be me. What would you like to say to the people right now who are thinking, could I really start a coaching business? Could I really go through that content and not only learn it, but teach it? What would you say to that person?
Well, the first thing I'd say is just get started. I will say that in the beginning, Carrie, you would have the Friday fellowships. And I remember people talking about telling their story. And I remember saying, I don't have a story. Boring. I don't have a story. I don't have anything earth-shattering to share. There was nothing there. But the truth is, we all have a story. We all have something that we can add value by sharing our story and helping someone else. And that I tell people all the time, just start, put yourself out there, ask questions. Questions are a big thing for me. I'm so inquisitive and curious about people that I ask questions until I get to the root of somewhere, something I can help them with, and I give them a nugget. And that makes me a better person. It makes me more stronger in my ability to coach. It's not about necessarily the content, but it's about guiding and leading them to clarity and confidence and letting them be who they are and their potential.
Yeah. I love it. It's fantastic. So how easy was it? I mean, you know, you got certified with us. We gave you the content and you made it your own. But I called you. I actually messaged you the other day and I'm here in bitter cold Ohio. And you're like, yeah, I'm on the beach with my son. And, you know, I'm in Florida or whatever. But talk about the benefits of being a coach. We talked about the life change, but let's talk a little bit about the income and the impact and how it increased your influence. Have you been able to, you know, make a nice living with being a coach, a speaker, a trainer?
I'm not where I want to be, but I'm certainly much better off than where I started.
Yeah.
It takes time. It takes commitment. For the audience, I did take I ate my own crow. I had a list that said 20 years from now, 20 things I want to do in 20 years. This was 22 years ago. And in that list, I said I wanted to get my master's degree. So the income that I have made on any of the coaching went right into the institution that I got my psychology master's degree. That is done. I committed to that I graduated in June, and it was phenomenal. I learned so much, but had I not gone through the coaching with you, I think I'd still be a hypocrite, still have a list of things that I want to do in 20 years and haven't accomplished them. And so again, it goes back to just get started. It takes commitment. It's time consuming. It is hard work. Anything easy is not, it's not worth it, right? It takes hard work to get where you want to be. But the journey has been so fruitful, so rewarding. I'm not stressed and sick like I was when I was working under the corporate umbrella. I can do the things that matter most to me and be able to help others. The testimonials that I get, I got a call today from a gal that I hadn't spoken with in a year. And I looked at the phone and I saw her name and I said, is this you? And she laughed and she said, I'm so sorry it's taken me so long, but I need your guidance.
Wow.
And I said, okay, I'm here for you.
Love
and
it.
I gave, I gave her what she needed, and she said, "Can I reach out to you again?" And that's fulfilling to me.
Right.
Knowing that someone needs me and they're going to reach out and I can be there for them.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is pretty. Life's too short to not do what you love.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I get it. You know, I got three kids, a wife. I got, you know, 6 years ago, I had my day job. 6 years ago, I was stuck. You know, I knew there was more for me. But coaching became that way out. I think of my early clients, you, Joel Kessel, Linda Altka, you know, all these people that now are on fire and they have their own coaching practices. And, you know, the people I just mentioned, all six-figure coaching businesses. And it's just exciting to see people once they get clear. Here's what else happened, Louise. We're not going to mention names, but you got so clear that notice, I don't know if you knew this, but like your friends changed.
Yes.
Your relationships changed.
Absolutely.
Your employment changed. Like you got clear. And then because of your clarity, some people said, "I'm leaving."
Yeah.
Right.
And I cut them out of my life as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, how many people are having the same conversations that they've had the last 10 years mm-hmm. about the same stuff, and there's no growth. And when you're growing, like I've seen you grow, I mean, I can't even recognize you, you know, inside in the last 5 years, but when you grow and your environment doesn't grow with you, it's scary. Let's talk about that for a second, because it's a little bit scary where most people would rather have control or the false image of control than change. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think they call it the devil, you know.
It's
the fear of the unknown. And, you know, we all do it, and I did it.
Yeah.
And even right up until the end, even though I had clarity and knew exactly what I wanted to do, to actually cut that away so that I could move forward, that was a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, you know, I'm kicking myself. I should have done it before. But I now know that surrounding myself with the right virtues and integrity and the alignment to what I believe in, that's huge. And that keeps, that's my fuel. That keeps me going.
Well, and we're going to close here soon in about 5 minutes, but Tanisha, if you can share those links again for people who are saying, you know what? I want what Louise has. I want to help other people. I want to go through that journey myself. I want to be a coach. Maybe I want to get clarity. Share those links again. But let's talk about this. You have, I want to guess, maybe I'm totally wrong, but you have an 18-year-old son?
I do. He has an 18-year-old son.
All right. So you have an 18-year-old son. Let's talk about the mom that he sees now.
Yeah.
Versus the mom you might have been had you not chosen your growth path. Let's talk about that. I mean, you can tell your son, follow your dreams, do what you're supposed to do, you know, don't just be a cookie cutter image of the institution. But if he looks at you and says, "But mom, that's exactly who you are," there's the audio is not matching the video. What is your journey said or done for your son?
So one thing I'll say is early on in my life, I lacked patience and rearing him. When I reached my threshold, shorter fuse than most, I got angry and I got frustrated, and I didn't have that clarity of how to be a mother. And I was a single mother his whole life, and I didn't have the playbook. I didn't know what I was doing. When I did get certified with you, I started practicing on my son. And at 16, He said, "Mom, you can stop coaching me now." And that was an aha moment that I realized that, wow, I'm helping him grow. Mm. He was part of the National Honor Society and had to do a leadership project. I don't think he would have done that without having some exposure to the coaching in me and the leadership and development. He also just committed to Clemson. All my money's going to go to Clemson now. But it was a very, very difficult decision to make. He had 7 schools that he was accepted to, and he was struggling with making that decision. He wanted to make the decision to please everyone else instead of himself. And I kept telling him, no regrets. You have to pick what makes your heart sing, what's true to you. And in the end, he did pick Clemson. That was his ultimate choice of where he wanted to go. And I asked him yesterday, maybe it was 2 days ago, I said, are you glad that the decision is finally out there? And he said, yes, but I just want to make sure everybody's proud of me. And I said, you got to make you proud. Don't worry about anybody else. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to learn from them. It's okay. But now you've made a decision. You live with that decision and you make the best of it through that, right? You're going to bump your knees and skin your elbows. That's okay.
Well, and that's where all this talk, you know, the theory goes out the window. And Louise is the product. She is the message. She is the embodiment of the deeper path, your secret name, and day job to dream job. So, Louise, it's been a total honor to see you grow, to see you as student, now master coach, who has her own clients, her own income, her own growing business. Somebody just, this was not me who posted this, but someone posted Go Clemson Tigers. So that must be Tanisha. Little humor there. But here's what I want to challenge everybody to do. You know, we've had viewers. We're going to have more that are going to watch the replay. And by the way, welcome Deb Dozier. We have a lot of amazing people. Erica, Karen, Kay, Catherine, Laura. I mean, we got a ton of people that have been watching. But here's what I want to challenge each person about. Life is short. You know, it really is. This isn't a Hallmark movie, but like, life is absolutely short. I was with my kids 3 days ago. We were behind a vehicle, and it had stickers on the vehicle, and it had someone's name. I want to say it was Steven, and it had their birth date and their death date. And and my kids are, you know, practicing math. They're young kids, and I said, "How old was that kid who died on that? You know, on that's." And they did the math, and it was 19. Mm. And I said, "Keegan, I said, that's 7 more years. Imagine if you had 7 years left, buddy." He's a 12-year-old. But, like, that's how fast life is. I don't know what happened to this guy, Steven. And all I'm saying is that, like, if you're watching this today, it's not by mistake. The topic got you interested. How to launch a successful coaching business. Louise told you, like, hey, there are bumps along the way. But that's the other thing. We support you daily. Inside the Igniting Souls tribe, we support you daily. We have quarterly trainings as well. We have an annual conference. We hook you up. We connect you. And we try to alleviate all the mystery, the guessing. I know that we can look behind your life, Louise, and see thousands and thousands and thousands of people who've been better because of you. So good work. Good work. In closing, you have a book coming out. When will that release?
I don't know.
Maybe in the summer. Maybe in the summer, maybe fall.
So my son is graduating from high school on June 1st. And so my target is end of June, July timeframe.
Okay. The Brain Power Pyramid.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to ask Tanisha to share the link. If people are watching this now saying, hey, I want to do a book someday, we feel honored that you chose to go with us, Author Academy Elite. Super proud of you. But in between there, you squeezed in a master's degree.
I did.
What's up with that? Okay. So you're a rock star, single mom. I mean, shout out to all the single parents out there. Wow. So, Louise, I just think you've given people today the gift of courage because you were very open about your, you know, trivial but yet true addiction, stuck in your day job, single mom, strikes against you, and here you are today. So super proud of you. I want to challenge everybody. We are literally opening up the teams. We only do it, I think, 4 times a year. And next week is one of those. So apply. If you shared it, your gift is in the links, and it's called The 7 Essentials for Building an Effective Coaching Business. Louise, I'm going to give you the last word. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say thank you to you. I've been blessed to have known you since 2013, and I couldn't have done it without you, truly. You were the one that lifted me up and pushed me so that I could be where I am today.
Awesome. Well, listen, I was only fresh out of my own day job, literally by a few weeks. My last day was December 31st, 2012. So I honestly think I met you in January. I think it was. We started. So let that be encouraging to anybody who says, well, you know, all you need to be is a little bit steps ahead. That's it. So, Louise, thank you so much. We put a ton of links in there about you and the programs. Thanks so much. And I look forward to all the viewers who may apply as well for our next opening spot. So thanks, Louise. We'll see ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.